For the next three quarters of an hour, we're going to talk about managed care outlook in 2023, perspectives from the public and private sectors. We have a wonderful panel here. We're going to start with Steve Abramson, is currently Senior Vice President, Chief Market and Payer Relations Officer for Upstream, which is a Dallas, Texas-based primary healthcare services organization. He has a long history of experience in payer strategies. Our second panelist is Kate Sullivan Morgan. Kate is the Assistant General Counsel at Transcarent, which is a digital health company, where she leads regulatory, product, and provider contracting legal strategy. And our last presenter, panelist is Janet C. Walker from Crowell & Mooring. Janet is the Managing Director of Crowell Health Solutions, a strategic consulting firm affiliated with Crowell & Mooring that is focused on helping clients to pursue and deliver innovative alternatives to the traditional approaches of providing and paying for healthcare, so value-based healthcare. Welcome and thank you so much. After that, we'll have another presentation on managed care arbitration and a 3:15 break. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much. It's great to be back. I also just wanted to commend the fantastic speakers and panels that have participated this morning, and it's just been a pleasure to be here and be with this group. It's a real opportunity, and it's a joy to be with you all and so many friends. And so looking forward to discussing and the managed care trends for 2023. And I'm so pleased that my former colleague, Steve Abramson, and friend is here with us today, and also Kate Morgan, a friend and new kind of colleague, and looking forward to hearing their insights as it relates to managed care for 2023. I'm going to turn it over to Steve just for a brief moment to talk about Upstream, and then to Kate to speak about Transcarent, and then we'll dive into kind of some industry trends that we're seeing.
Great. Thanks, Janet, and it's good to be here. I did want to say as part of the introduction, Upstream is, we're actually based in Greensboro, North Carolina. We're not based in Dallas, and our focus right now is primarily in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. We are a relative startup that is involved in helping physicians support providing value-based care, high-quality, low-cost care to Medicare members, both members that might be participating in one of the CMMI or CMS programs, ACO REACH, or MSSP, or working with Medicare Advantage plans. We have about 200,000 full risk Medicare lives and growing. And we have a unique clinical model that we provide that I think is different than some of the other, what I would call enablers out there, which is sort of this new branch of semi-providers is now called. Just Janet and I had the pleasure of working together at Ascension, where Janet kept me out of jail a few times. and I've been in this industry about 30 years, both coasts and in Texas, working sort of in the intersection of payers and providers. So look forward to the conversation.
Great. Hi, I'm Kate Sullivan Morgan. I'm with Transcarent, which I'm based in Austin, but the company's based in Denver with a national focus. There's a slide up here that explains the care experiences that we offer. So we are a digital health company, but a digital health company that is very, very focused on member engagement and member experience. My background is similar really to Janice and Steve's, but on the legal side, having been primarily at firms most recently, and then in-house at the Massachusetts Blue many years ago, working on ACO models and value-based care arrangements, P4P arrangements on the commercial side. And so for Transcarent, well, what drew me to Transcarent is that in the ACO models that we have been using historically, there's really been a focus on just a brute force behavior change through reimbursement versus through really what companies like Upstream are doing, and also the member engagement. So the way member engagement works through for us is both through an app, which is like the kind of experience that we all want, right? Like, let's be able to access our healthcare and all of our health information the same way that we call Uber or get groceries through Instacart. Let's make it that easy. But of course, technology alone is not enough. So we also staff it with health guides to get you access to help you navigate your benefits with care coordinators if, for example, you need a surgery. So the idea is that this, that Transcarent is the front door to access all of these other services.